T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Season 10 of the morning here on KNSS. Yes, it is a hot one. 7:47 now on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
A man is dead after a motorcycle crash in Wichita's Riverside neighborhood.
Two.
Sedgwick County COVID-19 cases now more than 2,400. Statewide cases more than 20,000 and 288 deaths.
One.
Kansas State Fair canceled, but some events will still be allowed. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on the Tuesday morning commute. Traffic running smoothly on Wichita streets at the moment. If we get any accidents or slowdowns, we'll be sure to pass them along to you right away. KNSS traffic brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. You can also go online anytime, carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care, Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire.
Partly sunny and hot today with a high of 96 degrees. Yesterday's high, by the way, was 93. 30% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 72. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high 91. Now a cloudy sky, east wind at 6 miles per hour and 73 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. Amazon has a new cure for long supermarket lines, a smart shopping cart. The grocery cart, which Amazon unveiled yesterday, uses cameras, sensors, and a scale to automatically detect what shoppers drop in. It keeps a tally and then charges their Amazon account when they leave the store, no cashier needed. The cart, called Amazon Dash Cart, is the latest attempt by Amazon to shake up the supermarket industry and offer a solution to long checkout lines.
I thought you were going to say it's the latest attempt by Amazon to control every aspect of everyone's life.
There you go. Amazon's cart will first show up at a new Los Angeles supermarket Amazon is opening later this year. The store will have cashiers, but Amazon said it wanted to give shoppers another option to bypass any lines.
Another opportunity for shoppers to buy something from Amazon.
There you go. A government program that was originally scrapped is back with backing from the tech sector.
Fox on Tech.
The military's Joint Artificial Intelligence Center has given the public a peek into just what they are working on. A few years ago, Google pulled out of Project Maven, which aimed at using algorithms to create a computer vision system that would help military and civilian analysts, quote, encumbered by the sheer volume of full-motion video data that the DoD collects every day. Some 3,000 Google employees at the time signed a petition against working with the government to develop AI used in warfare. But now, the JAIC has support from tech companies, including Google, in their 2.0 relaunch to build what acting director Nand Mulshandani called, quote, the first lethal AI in the industry. The military can't have fully autonomous machines that are lethal. Basically, a human still needs to pull the trigger, and a commander needs to make the call. The AI the government is using, in part, will be predictive maintenance of equipment and what they're calling joint warfighting. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
That's Steve and Ted in the morning here. Let's take a look at local news from the Wichita Business Journal. The Workforce Alliance of South Central Kansas has announced a grant of nearly $1 million that will be used to help people return to society after incarceration. Now, the Wichita-based organization says it is getting $992,107 as part of the Pathway Home Grant through the U.S. Department of Labor and the Midwest Urban Strategies Partnership. McClatchy has announced a winning bid to buy its business as part of the newspaper publisher's bankruptcy auction. The winner was McClatchy's largest debtor, New Jersey-based hedge fund, Chatham Asset Management. The deal must be approved by the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York. Hearing is scheduled for July 24th. The value of the transaction was not released. Of course, McClatchy papers the owners of the operators of the Wichita Eagle, as well as the Kansas City Star. The search begins for another tenant for the Gander Mountain Building. After spending $500,000 on a renovation to turn the former Waterwalk big box retail store into an office, King of Freight's owner Mike Rickliffs announced last week that he was stepping away from the building the company moved into earlier this year. It's their headquarters. And now KW Commercial's Will Harmon has the challenge of marketing an 86,000-square-foot property, the Gander Mountain Building. All right, so that's a business news now from the Wichita Business Journal this morning, 7:53, Steve and Ted. Had a great big building down there, and I was going to have to do something else with it, I guess. Well, they're not asking us to move down there, are they, Ted?
Original Pancake House.
Is that where it is?
Let's get an investor in. Let's get it done.
There you go. Today is National Mac and Cheese Day.
Oh, my.
Yeah. What a favorite this is for so many people. Macaroni noodles, cream or milk, and the golden goodness of cheese.
Love the mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese shines as a side dish while also standing on its own as a main dish. I'm not a huge fan, although I got to tell you, I think my grandkids are. They love the mac and cheese. And you know, some of that stuff that we used to get out of a box from Chef Boyardee or whatever it was, kind of nasty.
That's mac and chemicals is what
that is. That was kind of crummy. I didn't care for that much. But see, you can get pretty creative with it. My wife makes a dandy mac and cheese. I don't know what else she puts in there, but it's not just mac and cheese. She puts some other stuff in there, too. You can be creative with mac and cheese, right? Yesterday we had...
The more you mess with it, the less good it is.
Oh, yesterday we had beanie weenies or beans and fries.
That's right.
And today is mac and cheese day.
Comfort foods here in July.
And today we've got St. Shelley's chocolate chip cookies going.
Talk about comfort food.
We're eating pretty well today. We're doing pretty well. All right, Ted, it's coming up on 7:54 now. Steve and Ted in the morning. Stay with Steve and Ted. In the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS, we're going to have the latest on that fatal traffic accident, motorcycle accident, at the crash in Riverside near the Wichita Art Museum. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll be taking a look at franchise name changes and the latest in trying to get sports started during COVID. That's coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the way.
Yeah, we'll get you all you need to know in the world of entertainment. It's a good segment coming up at 8:35 this morning. Don't miss it.
And traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.